somebody else.
Bryn.
Yes.
We've had the most fabulous meal. Thank you so much. It was absolutely delicious, as always. It's a real treat. And we've described your restaurant here, lunch menu, as a steal.
Do you know what? I agree with that one. Two courses for £16, three courses for £20. And it's my ethos on a debt is we give a choice on price, but not a choice on quality, i.e. quality of the ingredients and the quality of the cooking. And we just think a lunch menu is a steal. £16 for two courses, homemade bread, olives. What more do you want?
It was amazing. I wanted to ask you a question here. You had a lot of game on the menu. It's just coming to the end of the season. We've got a few more weeks now, yeah. But we British do game better than anyone else, don't we?
Definitely. We're the leading game country in the world, I'd say, because the different woodlands and the forests that we have. And I'm a big believer of game. Unless we hunt it, cook it, eat it, we are going to lose this fantastic ingredients. Let's not mince our words. We will lose it. Unless we eat it, we will lose it in the end. Because you've got to, it is a bit of a culling process, but we have to respect the land that we live in. And it is a part of a cycle of living on a farm and living the land. So through October to the end of January, my dad, my uncle shoot all the game on our home farms up in North Wales. And we have game of plenty. We literally have pheasants on lunch menu. We do game sausage roll like you had today. Game chirin. A pheasant pativiate will be on next week. So we're literally one's in the other now as I'm speaking. So we've got a layer of a herb pancake. So basically the same process as doing a beef Wellington. So you've got a herb pancake, mushroom duck cell, the flaked pheasant legs. Then you've got braised cabbage and a pheasant breast all wrapped in puff pastry and baked. And you just serve it with Swedes or some red cabbage. It's a winner. People just love, something game and some pastry. You can't go wrong. It's like people say it's a posh pasty, but for me, game is the other way around. For me, I grew up on game. I thought it was a norm. But for some reason now, people think game is posh, and I'm the unposhest person you'll ever meet in your life, and I eat game all day long. So it's all about using the land, and if we don't use it, we'll lose it.
So, from taking out, I mean, you cook it in the restaurant, but if we're talking, say, for example, to housewives or house husbands even,
yeah,
at home right now, it's quite inexpensive. Somebody who was technology at its best. Someone who's cooking game for the first time, what would your advice be?
I always say whoever's cooking game for the very first time, cook a pheasant. Because it's very similar size to a chicken. But the only thing I would say, because the game is very, very lean, it's organic, and it's very, very healthy for you. You need to undercook the bird. Don't be afraid of cooking it a little bit on the pink side. Obviously, chicken, you need to make sure it's cooked. But with game, because it's a wild animal, it can be a little bit pink. So treat it like a chicken. Cook it exactly the same way, making sure the blood comes clear from the legs. If the breast is a little bit under, do not worry. You can eat it. But if you're really afraid of pink, just put it back in. But treat it like a chicken and then serve it the same leg. You have the leg, the drumstick, and the breast. So a pheasant is the easiest way, from I think personally, for somebody to start a cooking process on game.
And then if you're tackling something more, I mean, venison's more got a longer season, and yeah, you can carry on with venison even after the sort of the spring's coming. How long do you carry on with venison for, and what would you recommend for venison?
Well, you can cook venison, pigeon and rabbit all year round. Wood pigeon and rabbits, it's a shooting season all year round. Venison here, we do our debts. I'm a big fan of beetroot. So we serve roast loin of venison, beetroot, sprouts, crones, which is a Japanese artichoke, and Swede puree, and just literally the cooking juices. So for me, again, keeping it closer towards medium, it's very, very lean. It can dry out, so be very, very careful. You cook it nice and quick, let it rest and carve it. When you have fantastic ingredients, you don't have to do much to it. And I think venison and game in particular, just cook it and serve it with what's growing at the same time. So if you're in the winter, it's root vegetables, sprouts, cones, beetroot, swede, turnips. Cook it and serve it with those ingredients. You won't go far wrong. And you've got to have bread sauce. If you ever invite me around for lunch or dinner, and you do not give me bread sauce with game, I'm leaving.
I'll make a note of that, Bryn. I have one more question. Your book,
yes,
fantastic. Do you know, I have so many recipe books, and I'm going to tell you this. It's one that comes off my shelf and I use.
Good.
I particularly like the beetroot tartare. Absolutely,
yeah,
fantastic. the recipe is simple, they're easy to use, and I mean, I don't say this lightly, but it is literally become one of my favourite books.
Thank you very much indeed.
Your game recipes in there, so if anyone wants to have a look at them, what definitely. Would you recommend?
Well, I think in the book there's 20 ingredients and it's 5 recipe per ingredients, and it's a simple one, 3 medium and a show-off one if you want to be trying to be a chef and impress your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever. But there's a few recipes in there you can do. There's a game tureen you can do in there, so you mince all the game. If you're not quite sure of flavour, you're a bit squeamish, mince it all up, and then you put pistachios, egg, salt, pepper, and you cook as a tureen. It's very nice with chutney and toast, or even the venison with, it's called, I know it as Kaufman cabbage, because when Pierre Kaufman, the legendary chef as he is, he was the first chef to bring this kind of ingredient to the English palate, which is braised Savoy cabbage, celeriac and carrots cooking duck fat. And now he serves that with venison. So I've put that recipe in there. So it's 1-2 pot, and it's 4 ingredients, and they're just beautiful together. So you have a peppered loin of venison with a creamed cabbage, celeriac and carrots. So it's like a peppered venison, but you've got the sauce made in one. Because people are a bit worried about making sauces. They're always stressing out about making sauces. So you add a little bit more cream into the vegetables. That acts as a sauce to go with your peppered venison. So they're the two recipes I would say for people that want to cook game for the first time.
Bryn, you've been absolutely great. The meal was amazing. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks so much indeed. See you soon.
Definitely.